Welcome back into Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. I'm Mike Wobshaw, joined by Vikings GM Rick Spielman. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Don't you love coming in here after rounds?
No, I'm tired. I want to go home and get some rest.
A little more work to do tonight, okay? I want to ask you about these two players we drafted. Okay. Let's start in the second round. Eric Kendricks, a linebacker for us, a former Anthony Barr teammate. He comes to the Vikings.
Yeah, very excited about him, and kind of we're surprised that he fell to us there. He is a tremendous athlete for his size, very instinctive. We felt that he was the most instinctive linebacker in the draft. Tackling machine, can play from sideline to sideline. Feel he has the athletic skill set to be a three-down type linebacker. Very athletic in coverage. And, you know, he can play multiple positions. He can play the Will or the weak side backer for us. He can also play Mike. Had a lot of activity on people trying to come up to our pick when he fell there, and we felt he was just too good not to take at that point.
It looks like, judging by his biography that's online and some of the awards, he won not just on-field awards but some of the academic and leadership awards. Looks like a good football character guy.
Yeah, and he fits the mold in what we're looking for. Tough, passionate, very smart, and a leader. And you have to have all those traits to play that position.
In the third round, defensive end Donnell Hunter. LSU is on TV quite a bit. So if you're a fan of college football, you see LSU quite a bit, and this guy made some plays for them.
He's a young, raw, talented defensive end, 6'5 and a half. I think he was 254. He ran 4.54 for us on our watches. Had a 10-10 broad jump, which is longer than most receivers. 36 and a half vertical and almost 35 and a half inch arm length.
Wow.
So he's only played, I think, 5 years of football, 2 years of high school, and 3 years down there. Not technically where you need him to be yet, but he has tremendous upside. And he checked all the boxes on character, his work ethic, his passion for the game. He's a Jamaican descent kid. They spoke very highly of him when we were down there at LSU. And I know with this staff, with Coach Zimmer, with George Edwards, with Andre Patterson, if you can get these type of athletes that are that raw but also very talented, and you can't teach the arm length, you can't teach the speed, you can teach technique, and you can teach teach him as a football player, we just feel that he has a very tremendous upside to work with.
As a talent evaluator and then a talent selector, isn't it nice to have a coaching staff that you believe in like that, where you can take a
that's,
guy with
you know, and
tools?
That's what we'll sit there, and those are the things that we talk in our draft meetings with the coaches. You know, we go through each player. We identify guys that, one, fit the scheme. We have identified guys, is this guy maxed out where he is? Does this guy have potential to grow? And then that's why our coaches are so heavily involved, and myself and George Edwards were down at the LSU workout. And as you sit there and our coaches get to know these kids and maybe put their hands on them and work with them a little bit, and we come back and discuss it, yeah, I would love to work with this kid because I think I can get to him and make him even a better player than he is right now.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Rick.
Thanks for having me.
Plenty more work to do, so stay tuned to Vikings.com for the final rounds of the 2015 NFL Draft and see what the Vikings can do to improve the roster.